Hey everybody, this is Physically Virgin, and I am about to do this questionnaire thing, and it is approximately, very late in my region, so you know how it is. I'm gonna be a little bit silly today, you know, so. But I just jump right into it, you know? Alright, let's get started, man. I'm sorry. I'm really apologize. Okay. Well, I'm serious though. Yes, I'm about to do the Prowse questionnaire. Is that how you pronounce it? Well, yeah, I'm about to do that. So, I guess so you guys can know a little bit more about me. Everything. So here it goes. About to start off with the first question. Okay. Number one, what is your gender and sexual orientation? Well, I am a female. I identify myself as a female. My sexual orientation, alright. I haven't had a sexual experience with a man or a woman. Like, physically, you know, but this, the physical, in terms of, like, you know, audios and everything, I mainly listen to dudes, but there are just some times where, girls get me turned on more than the guys. Guys get me turned on more, but it depends on how I feel. It's really weird. So, I mean, I don't know, I guess I'm mainly straight. That's how I identify myself, but there are some times where I am bi-curious, I suppose, I don't know. So, number two, what gets you turned on? I really love, like, just the sound of someone getting pleasure. I love it when people laugh, like, do a soft giggle, soft moan in their audios. And I really love oral sex. Oh my gosh. I love the sound of just anything that you're doing with your mouth just turns me on. I don't know. Like, I guess because I like to talk. Maybe that's why, you know, my oral turns me on so much. I don't know. But yeah, that turns me on a whole lot. And just intelligence. Like, people who know how to talk, know how to carry a good conversation, and know exactly what to say. Okay, number three. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? I don't know how to answer that. Well, I guess I could say, I'm kind of goofy, but you know, I mean, but I can be sensual at the same time. I may start off that way, you know, it helps me get comfortable, and then once I'm comfortable, you know, I get into that full mode of sexuality, you know, or talking, I guess I'm a very talkative person, so I guess that's what I don't know. This is the best way I could explain it. My understanding. Okay, number four. What is your favorite sexual act? Man. Okay. I love, anything that I really, really, really love the thought of, you know, I haven't, but I really will want to someday of giving a guy a blowjob. I'm obsessed with that. And I love the reaction that guys get, like, they just get so crazy about that. And I can understand why, because that is pretty fucking hot. Like, just, you know, the feeling of someone's mouth around your most sensitive area that's something that's very passionate, and, you know, and I would love, and that, you know, not even to do it to get head in return. I would love giving that person just pleasure, even if they didn't give it back to me, you know. So, yeah, I'd say that someday I think that would be my favorite thing to do. That would be the thing that would stick with me the most. Okay. Number five. Yeah. What qualities in a lover most effective at seducing you? Well, like I said before, definitely if he knows exactly what to say, if he just, his words just like melt my soul, then yeah, he's all the way in. Like, oh, like his intelligence, his mind, and if he's into what I'm into and we're able to have a back and forth convo, then especially like if we're talking about nerdy stuff like video games or TV shows, I'll be liable to just grab you across the table and just just go all animalistic right there. Yeah. So that is, I'll be on my knees in a second if you know exactly what to say to me. If your words just flow. Okay, number six. what is your idea of a good sexual encounter? I would love it if it was like, I don't know, I have multiple fantasies that enter my brain, but the one that's like, the one that I really, really like is if we were at a party and came across each other. I was looking good, you was looking good, we were checking each other out, you know how it is, and then, I don't know, I think one of us, I'm pretty shy in public, so I think I would appreciate you just coming up to me and being like, hey, so you're checking me out, you know, and then I'd be like, oh, really? Well, you must be imagining things. I'd be all like, oh, that's not what I was doing, or whatever, and then be... And then, you know, like, he'd be able to kind of move me or make me feel more comfortable. Then ask me to dance. Then we'd be dancing, grinding on each other. And then we just forget everything and just be like, you know what, let's get the fuck out of here. And then, it's not even going all the way home. Like, just going to some back room inside of somewhere in the party and then... I'm not caring who hears, just fucking in the other room. Oh my god, that'd be so hot. Okay, before I get stuck on that question. Okay, number seven. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear? And how do you prepare yourself? Okay, definitely, it depends, you know? But I feel most sexy in when I'm wearing black or when I'm wearing red. And I'm very flash. Like, I kind of like to just throw stuff on me. Like, I'll have, like, shirt and scarves just wrap around me. I'll look like a gypsy Nubian queen goddess. Just be putting all this stuff on us. And then there are some times where I'm just like, whatever, I wear jeans, like black jeans and a red shirt. Other times wear a really nice sexy skirt, stops on my knees, and nice little tube top, things like that, collaborating. So, I wouldn't say, like, so I'd say red and black are when I feel most attractive. Okay. what fictional character, that's number eight, what fictional character, the living personality turns you on the most? It says wand. Okay, turns you on the most. Oh, Lord have the mercy. There are like three. There's too many. It's like, I'll be like, this is the one. This is my husband. If he was real, but it changes every time I get introduced to a new show. So it's so difficult to pick. Godly. Okay. Okay, the one at the top of my head is, I don't know why, because I watch a whole lot of Law & Order, Elliot Stabler. I don't know why. He just, oh my god, he's so, just so aggressive. I love that. He's so passionate about his job, so passionate about what he does. He's just so emotional and just engaging, and then he's cool at the same time. I mean, it's just so hot. Okay. Before I get into that, number 9, who turns you on the most in your life? A crush, your significant other, a teacher, anyone in your life currently turns you. Okay, I do have a crush, but he has a girlfriend. So I mean, like, he used to be a crush. And, you know, I'm kind of over it. Not really. I mean, I am, but I just don't. I still kind of like your, you know, I try to be cool about it, but he's just kind of like, ah. I can be a possessive person sometimes. I'll just be kind of like, you could do so much better. But, so, I mean, like, he's really hot. I was just so infatuated with him. It's crazy, but he just was not interested. And, like, there was this older dude that, you know, along with having the crush that was my age, there was also this older guy. Who I was attracted to as well. And then he kind of broke my heart too, because he got married to somebody. So I just, so kind of just messed everything up. I mean, I don't know. It wasn't really that serious anyway. I was just kind of admiring from afar. So no action was made. But yeah. Well, I mean, when those thoughts cross my mind, it really drifts me off somewhere else. Okay, number 10. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? Okay, gosh. Man, it really depends on how I feel. But the one that always turns me on is baby. Like, baby. Honey, doll, like, sweet words, but I also love being called slut, or my little cum slut. I love that. I don't know why, it's just so possessive, and I love that, like, cum slut, and sometimes whore depends, sometimes bitch, but it depends on how I feel, not so much bitch, mostly, like, cum slut, and or and baby, and, you know, those type of words. So yeah. Okay, number 11. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? I don't know. I guess, I'd like to be flexible, and I guess, I really would like to be flexible, I would, you know, being able to do at least, like, a half split without freaking out, so, because I'm not that flexible at all, so I guess that would be the only thing. I know gag reflex would be nice. But yeah. Okay, so number 12. How did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? I found out about GWA. I think it's kind of obvious how I found out about it. I needed some release and I couldn't find it anywhere else, so I came here and I found out that it was just more than just a place to fap, you know, just to get, more than just a place to get on. I mean, like, I mean, it is for that. I mean, it's an awesome place for that. The people here are so talented with their audios. You know, it's impossible not to get turned on, you know. But what got me to actually post myself was, I just wanted to see what I could do, I guess. if I could make it, I don't know, into the community. So, and I guess I just, you know, because I'm a shy person and I come from a strict family, so I really have no way to, like, just outwardly express my sexuality. And being here helps me to do that. So it's really fun. It's a fun experience, and I wanted to experience that. So I guess that's the reason why. Yes. And I, yeah. Okay. So number 13. What is your dirtiest fantasy? Okay. This is pretty crazy. I have this fantasy about, like, I'm a video game nerd and anime nerd and fantasy TV show nerd, all those type of stuff. The fantasy I had was like me being like, I love the video game Mortal Kombat. And I've always wanted to. My favorite character was Katana, and I had this thought that crossed my mind of me being her, and then I encounter Scorpion. So Scorpion is trying to destroy Outworld, which is the home, you know, her home and everything. And she's like, no, I'm not about to let you do that. So they're fighting, and then somewhere along the fight, he just grabs her and is about to kill her. She begs him not to, and then he forces her on his cock. And I don't know, like, I would love to, like, do something kinky like that with a partner of mine. Just, like, just dress up and just do that. That'd be so hot. Like, that's a fantasy that I have. Okay, number 14. What is the kinkiest sex I've ever had? In detail, of course. Well, the kinkiest I've ever had in my brain will probably be, oh my gosh. Like, the thing that I could imagine doing would probably be, like, I don't know, like, you know, being tied up and being teased, you know, on the bed, like, just being ravaged and ripped all over. You know, it's pretty good. So that's one thing. You know, if I ever do have kinky sex, that would be what I would do. Be tied up. And vice versa. I would definitely get his ass back for that. Alright. Number 15. What's your favorite part of your body and why? Man. Well, I'm a big girl. I will freaking love my body. You know, so like this, it's hard to choose. Like, just so many curves, so round. I would say you know, like, even though they, you know, they might quote unquote get in the way sometimes, I love my breasts. They're just so warm and cozy whenever I need, you know, it's just like whenever I, you know, get scared or just need some type of comfort, I just hug my breasts, like hug my chest really close, and it helps me feel better. So I think that's the favorite part of my body. Yeah. Okay, is that the last? Okay, it's the last one. Okay, well, I hope that, hope you all enjoyed that rambling and, everything. Again, I love you guys. I love, people I've met on the site so far. I've made some good friends. Everything has been a good experience for me, and I'm looking forward to taking this journey and learning more. Just you know, doing stuff. it's late, so I'm just kind of like, I'm brain dead. But you know, you get me. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. So yeah, I hope that helped you to learn a little bit more about me. And looking forward to learning more about you all and making a lot of friends in here. So alright, thank you guys, and good night, or good morning, or whatever, wherever you are, you know, good day, ta-ta, pip-pip, cheerio, Rotia, I'm trying to stop this, and I can't for some reason, hold on, okay, bye everybody.